Four times Danny and Styles hooked up, and one time they didn't. By Chash. Read by Rose. The first time is really completely, totally an accident. They're kind of friends at this point. Danny is, according to Styles, the only other regular human in their group. Allison doesn't count because she's trained in combat, and Lydia apparently has magical immunity or something. So yeah, Styles thinks this means he and Danny should be BFFs. Danny doesn't get it completely, but now that Jackson's gone, it's kind of nice to have someone else to like, but also feel superior to. Danny's a good person. That doesn't stop just because he enjoys feeling better than other people. Anyway, yeah. He and Styles are running from whatever shit is trying to kill them this week. Danny wants to say she? And when they finally get to Styles' Jeep, panting and sweating, they break out laughing. Because what else can you do? When he recovers, Danny says, "Man, I need to get laid." Styles glances over at him and says, "Yeah? Okay." And then he leans down, unzips Danny's jeans, and sucks them off. "Oh," says Danny. "Problem solved," says Styles, with a weird, forced tone. So Danny lets it go. The second time, it's Danny's idea. The thing is, he can't stop thinking about Styles' mouth. Not just the blowjob. The blowjob was great. But how he looks when he's got a pen cap in his mouth, how his lips look when they're parted, how it would be to kiss him, too. Danny wishes Jackson was still here. Jackson would never let him start fantasizing about Styles Stilinski. But Jackson isn't here. So when Styles bumps into Danny in the hall, Danny doesn't think. He grabs Styles by the shirt collar, drags him into the bathroom, shoves him up against the wall, and kisses him. Styles makes this small, desperate noise and tugs him closer, opening his mouth and just letting Danny take control. His hands are roving everywhere like he doesn't know what to do with them, and Danny realizes he might not. He's heard Styles bemoaning his virginity more than once. But what virgin just sucks dick out of nowhere? Then again, Styles has never been normal on any level. Styles is running against him with needy little moans, and Danny reaches between them to get Styles' fly undone, and jerks him off fast and hard until Styles comes and slumps against him.
"Now we're even,"
Danny pants. And when Styles stiffens, zips up, and leaves without a word, he realizes it was absolutely the wrong thing to say. The third time, it's coincidence. Danny's at Jungle, trying to forget about his stupid, twisted Styles feelings. They haven't talked since the bathroom. Styles has been weird, and Scott has been glaring at him, so clearly they think he did something wrong. But he really has no idea what. He's not sure why he and Styles aren't continuing to have sex. Like, all the time. It's not all he thinks about, but roughly every 7 seconds, he has these vivid fantasies about pinning Style against a flat surface and fucking him. So, Jungle might be mostly about blowing off steam. The plan goes completely to hell when he sees Styles dirty dancing with some other dude, and sees red. He doesn't even mean to go over there and break them up. He's never been that guy. But he recognizes Styles' partner, this lowlife named Jimmy, who's always scamming on newbies. Styles isn't actually the first guy Danny will have rescued from him. And if there's a little more personal investment than usual, that's Danny's business. Jimmy bolts as soon as Danny starts looming, and Styles looks up at him with this defiant glare. Danny's really not sure how they get from there to making out, and then into the men's room. But the next thing he knows, he's about to blow Styles in the handicap stall. "Why do we keep hooking up at bathrooms?" Styles asks breathlessly as Danny sinks down onto his knees. "Is this a thing with you? Some weird bathroom fetish?"
"Shut up, Styles,"
Danny says, and slides his mouth over Styles' dick. "Shit, this is my first blowjob," says Styles, sliding his hand into Danny's hair. "What do? Fuck, you have a great mouth and a great body. You look great overall. Do I get to pay you back for this? I don't want to be even. I want to keep doing this. Fuck."
"Do you ever shut up?"
Danny asks and leans back in to swirl his tongue around the head of Styles' neck. I thought sex might do it, but not when your mouth is occupied. If we were making out, I'd shut up, but then you wouldn't be sucking me off, so that can't happen. You absolutely need to keep sucking me off forever. Holy shit, I'm gonna come. Where do you want me to come? Like, in your mouth or... Fuck. Styles moans as he comes. Danny swallows it down and then stands to kiss him. Styles manages a fumbling hand job, unpracticed, but still hot, and then says, So, see you Monday? And he's gone before Danny's even tucked his dick in. So the fourth time, Danny has a clear plan. He goes to Styles' house, knocks on the door, and when Styles opens it, smiles and says, Hi, do you want to go on a date with me? They go for pizza, and Styles gets sauce all over his face and makes Danny laugh so hard he snorts soda all over his plate. Danny kisses him in the car and tries to push in closer, but Styles pulls back, grinning. Dude, it's the first date. What kind of a girl do you think I am? So the fourth time doesn't really happen, but it's still a pretty awesome night. The fifth time is on a bed, with a condom, and it's kind of bizarrely normal. Awesome, but compared to Danny's regular life these days, missionary position sex with his actual boyfriend is pretty mundane. Styles rolls over afterward and says, I'm really glad you can get off in places other than bathrooms and cars.
I still like bathrooms and cars, says Danny.
Yeah, obviously, says Styles. We're never going to find a bed to fuck on at school. Danny loses count pretty fast after that. The end.